Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Bishop Randy Dean here with you for another episode of I'm Alive to Love. I believe all lesser values than love easily devolve into BS. We fail often to be our authentic self when we are not loving. And that's what I want to talk to you today about, how to be our authentic self through love. And I have a lot on my plate here. I want to make sure I move expeditiously along to get right to the subject, how to be our authentic self through love. In order to get there, I like to open the podcast with the Lord's Prayer and then lead you in something I call Love's Creed. So I'm running along a little more speedily right now because, again, I have a lot of material. I hope you can bear with me, all right? So let's say the Lord's Prayer together, if you know it, and if you don't, just listen in. It's one paragraph. We have record in the Gospels that Jesus used to pray all night long. But when his disciples said, teach us how to pray, he gave them one paragraph. And isn't that beautiful? He's not tossing a heavy burden on them like, okay, here's how you pray. Go spend 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Now, you could do that, I suppose. But Jesus gives this paragraph for every human, every boy and girl, every man and woman who could say this paragraph. So listen in if you don't know it, but if you do know it, join me in these magical, beautiful, powerful words. When Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. There you have it. The most prayed prayer in human history. And you can slide right into it on some level, whether you read it or you know it from memory. It's so powerful. All right. Well, Love's Creed is not nearly at that level, but for me, it's something important, and I wrote it as a New Year's resolution over a decade ago, and here, let me offer it to you, all right? If you'd like a copy of this, you can write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com, but otherwise, just listen in, and I'll ask you to repeat after me in a moment, but let me give it to you in total to start with, and then we can go back, and I'll make sure that you have little bursts like a wedding at a marriage couple have vows to each other. All right, here we go. Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I am alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, here it is in short bursts, and you repeat after me, all right? Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, there you have it. You can write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. I'd be happy to send you a copy. Well, I want to, like I said, I've got to run along quickly here because I've got so much, I feel like, good material to talk to you about. In terms of how to arrive as our truest, authentic self through love, to be loving for others to begin with, and then loving for ourself, and then we can genuinely be who we are. Now, let me give a bit of a definition for why this is important to understand right here at the onset. We've all been on the receiving end of a variety of disappointments and betrayals, unkindnesses, bullying. You get the drift, right? And so what we've done and what's happened to us, if we're not careful, and most of us aren't, we put on a good act. The actor shows up instead of our authentic self. When the actor shows up, the actor is really hiding who we really are because we're afraid. And I've said here many, many times, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear. So when we're afraid and we're protecting ourselves, we're not authentic. We're just playing an act. We're behaving in a manner that's not our truest self. And I'm challenging you to join me in understanding when we are inauthentic, when we are our worst actor, sometimes a good actor, we're not as loving as we could possibly be. So I'm inviting you to rise and shine to your authentic self. Be thoroughly you. And let love be your guardian, the guardian of your own heart, and the guardian of your responses to other people. Now, follow this along with me. I've got to draw your attention to how life rolls along. You'll know some of this instinctively, but I'm going to drop a few things along the way to help you. Now, from the minute we take our first breath as a baby, when that first inhale comes in, there we are alive. And what's happening instinctively is that baby is wondering, who loves me? Now, they don't have that phrase, that sentence running through their brain, but it's an instinct that wants to know, where's love? How is love going to treat me? How is these hands beneath me going to carry me? How is this voice going to be heard? And from that first instinct, that first breath, every baby boy, every baby girl is looking for love, aren't we? From that moment. So when medical staff is caring and loving, we feel it. And then when there's mom or dad or surrogates around and they're being loving and compassionate, we feel it, don't we? And we know love's got me. I'm alive here. I'm breathing. And that's at that very first breath of life. And after that, our story just keeps being written along those lines. That's why research tells us that in our formative years, from 0 to 4, where we're really writing our curriculum, our internal curriculum of how to be in this world, it's so important for that small child to have a solid curriculum of genuine love, secure love, consistent love, because it's a basis for the rest of that human being's life. So I'm wanting you to join me in understanding that there's never a moment in our life that's lost in this plot of life, is it? The plot of our story, our biography, our autobiography is being written every minute of every day from babyhood to adulthood right now for what we're going to become. And my proposition here is that love is the invitation to arrive as your authentic self and to minimize the actor showing up. People wonder sometimes about me. You have reason to wonder about me. But I just know that we've all, every one of us, have been on the receiving end of multiple acts of kindness and care, but we've also been on the receiving end of multiple rejections and abandonments. And along the way, tenderness and compassion showed up, and it may have surprised us, and maybe it was just tenderness and compassion showed up in the nick of time before we finally just threw in the towel. We've all, our storyline, our plot has been written with an endless list of good and bad. And in the mix of it all, every one of us have landed in the big middle of this life searching for love, haven't we? Just like that baby drawn that first breath. Every day, from that instant to this, all of our instincts are really driving us to that one true north. Love. Where's love? How can I give it? How can I receive it? Now, in that context, I want you to join with me in understanding not only is your storyline being written, my storyline being written by reaching for love, but every one of us are the author of somebody else's storyline, aren't we? With that reality in mind, we're the authors of others' storylines. Either we're a main player in that storyline or we're just a sideline contributor. But the point is, there's never a moment so small and no opportunity too insignificant for the insertion of some level of love. Go back to that first moment of being born. If in that moment of being born, if a baby is, God forbid, if a baby is dropped, well, in that instant shock to that little life sends a message to all of the brain synapses, sends a message to all of their tiny little computer, wondering, is this what life is? Now, that little baby, you or me, we could never say it that eloquently, but it is there. The instinct of that shock and pain will somehow or another, the receipts of that will be kept in that little baby's body. Now, that's why I'm saying we're all still keeping receipts, aren't we, on what happened, good or bad, right or wrong, indifferent or very, very much intentional. So remember, we're writing somebody else's story along the way. Their plot is thickening as we show up, and I'm asking you to remember, no moment is too small, no opportunity is too insignificant for the insertion of the power of love to be given somebody so they can rise to their authentic self, so they don't have to see me coming the next time and be an actor, to be less than their authentic self if they see me. I know. We I have a few people in my life, and some of it's simple boundaries. When I know this is a person that can be hazardous to my emotional and spiritual health, I have boundaries. I know how to boundary up, but I don't let myself live in that inauthentic space for very long. I don't want to get used to living in a boundary against everybody, because not everybody deserves that. Most people are just looking for love, and they may be looking for love in my life in a way that could powerfully change them. Now, I want to say something here that I haven't repeated in a while, and that is, as a young pastor through the years, I used to preach on love, and quite frankly, there were many times I dreaded it, because I knew somebody would come up to me somewhere, whether right after the sermon or down the road a ways, they'd say, well, you preach a big message on love. Aren't you smart? But there was that one time you didn't love me. And there were times in my life I'd hear that and I'd feel offended and defensive. And that's when my actor would show up. I'd be less than authentic. And I contributed really to that person's understanding or their misunderstanding by being defensive. I used to say, no, you can't. Yeah, no, that wasn't true. I was, right. And by the way, in that moment, that person's not listening. Whether they were right or wrong, they're not listening, because they can see I'm just being defensive. Here's what I've learned. If somebody approaches me up to and including this day and they say, well, you have this big message on love. You've got a podcast. I hear you on the radio. I hear you on my device. Yeah, you talk about love, but there was that one time you didn't love me. Here's what I know. I absolutely am thoroughly committed to this. If I heard that today, I promise you, I'll smile and say, you're probably right. I've made many mistakes in my life, and some of the worst mistakes of my life and the most regrettable moments in my life is when I wasn't loving. And I just ask you to forgive me, and I'm sorry. To make an apology on whatever level I can, and if I have to make amends, I will. But see, that's how love regulates me. Because love regulates not only my own story, love regulates the stories of everyone I encounter. Everyone has a plot line running that I can contribute love to, or I can just be ambivalent and negative, or a nothing, a big nothing. And there's something about me that says I want to be something to everyone I can possibly be, even if it's the kindness of holding a door at a Quick Trip and saying, after you. That's the smallest thing. If that's the smallest thing, if that's the one thing I can do, that one small thing, I will contribute to somebody's life in a way that makes a difference. And so, here's how we insert love. Through kindness, generosity, patience, courtesy, forgiveness, and joy. I believe these are the daily habits of love. Kindness, generosity, patience, courtesy, forgiveness, and joy are all the ingredients of love. If I was going to make a stew of love, it would have a cup full of kindness, a spoonful of generosity. It'd have a gallon of generosity. It would have at least a half a cup of patience and a whole lot of courtesy, forgiveness, and joy. And we'll have a great stew of love. I'm asking you to realize that your story has been written by thousands of people. And some of those stories, the contributors to your story, have been unkind and painful. And that I wish I could reach through your listening and give you a hug right now and say, hey, I love you. Don't live there any longer than you absolutely have to. You may grieve, yes. You may weep, yes. But find a way to rise above that deep disappointment somehow, somewhere. Talk to a counselor, talk to a trusted friend, and make sure that you don't live in that grievous disappointment for any longer than you have to, so that your storyline can pick up and that you can return to being your authentic self. I believe that when love is our priority, everyone we meet gains a better storyline. Everyone can rise and shine just a little more, because love is a novel. And it's not fiction. It is nonfiction. My story in life is nonfiction. There have been some bloody ugly moments in my story of life. But I'm so grateful that everything in my story has been written the way it was so that I can be who I am today, Randy Dean. Randy Dean, the culmination of every, from the moment I was born and drew a breath and mama told me stories, from the moment that I realized that later in my teenage years that no one in my life, well, I shouldn't say no one, my father had not said, I love you, until I was about 19 when he finally said it, and they owned it. He said it. I haven't told you that I love you. And at that stage in my life, it clobbered me in good ways and weird ways. But my point is, that's my story. Those are elements of my story. And it's been built through the years ever since. So now at 73, I'm still looking for contributors to my story. And even if those contributors are disappointments, perhaps criticisms, unfair criticisms, well, they're going to write my story. Because I'm going to respond in some way or another. I'm going to continue my story, my autobiography, by showing love. I was just reminded the other day of this great song, All These Lines Upon My Face, They Tell a Story. And my story is being written right now while I'm talking to you. My story just continues to grow. My story will be down through the years. My story will be, because I'm determined to live by the creed that I've written, love's creed. I have determined, it's a promise made to self. I can't guarantee anything except that it's a promise made to myself that if I have any awareness at all of my last breath in this life, I want that last breath to say, I love you. Remember what I said about that first breath of a baby. Somebody somewhere said, look at this cute little guy. Oh, don't you just love him? Now, I didn't know the English language, but I sure knew human language. I sure knew instinctively love was holding me, and it carried me forward, didn't it? Same with you, same with me. All of our stories been written, all those lines upon your face, they're telling a story. And along the way, when things got very painful and your hearts and my heart's been broken too, there's part of the story. Now, here's the question. Will you live your best authentic life, or will you keep sending the actor out on stage and find yourself digging a deeper and deeper and deeper inauthentic you, playing a part for an audience? I'm inviting you today to take a significant inventory of how you want to write your story. Write it through love. And please understand, when I say write it through love, even in the face of brutality or bullying, write it through love by journaling how the brutality or the bullying came across to you. What did it hit inside of you? What nerve endings in your emotional life did it smack into? Come on, join me, would you? Let's rise and shine, even in the dark places. Come along with me. Let's run this life as a race, a marathon of love. If you've got to sit down and rest, go ahead, sit down and rest. If you've got to go ahead and pause the race for a day while you nurture an injury, metaphorically speaking, pause. But don't quit the race. The race of being your authentic self by love. I know that when you've given love, I know just as well as I know my name is Randy Dean, that when you've given love, it has not always come back in a way you anticipated it would. I know that. I know that firsthand, and I also know you know it in ways that it would take you weeks, maybe months, to tell how it didn't come back the way you had hoped. And I'm certainly sorry for that in any of our lives. We've all lived, on some levels, love losses is what I call that. Love losses. But my urgent cry to your heart today is, come join me in love gains. If for no one else but yourself, and then as you go along, write somebody else's story, even if it's a sentence, by them walking away from you saying, that person loved me. That was amazing. Maybe that person that you just opened the door for at Quick Trip or the grocery store, wherever it is you were, maybe that person just heard the worst news of their life. And your kindness gave a spark. One spark. That's all it takes to get a fire going. There's an old song. It only takes a spark. Be that spark. Be that moment of kindness. Rise and shine. Do something beautiful. Ugly's getting done to death. It's time for the people of love to do something beautiful. Well, my time is running out, so let me urge you on a forward in a how I sign off every time of this podcast, and that is this. The biggest mistake we make is thinking we still have time. So be present. Be kind. Love more. Love now. Right now. Mother Teresa said once, Go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. I said this a few moments ago. Let me say it again. Ugly is getting done to death. Oh, have mercy. Ugly is getting done to death. But on the good side of that is the darkness of ugly makes the brightness of beauty shine all the brighter. So let's do something beautiful and let life, an authentic life, spring up in our beauty, and let that beauty be simple or perhaps complex versions of love. What I like to tell people here, and as I close, I want you to join me in getting a good, deep, healthy breath. Would you do that on the count of three? Breathe as deep as you know how and hold it for 1 or 2 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. A good cleansing breath, once or twice, maybe more during the day, in itself can be a prayer. Just a deep breath, a deep inhale, and an exhale of love and gratitude. Now, another thing I tell people here, and I'm infamous for this, I say that tongue in cheek. I want you to learn the practice of telling people you love them. It's hard. It's weird. It's awkward. And that's a shame, isn't it? It's a shame that we've let love fall into disrepair like that. But let's repair writing the story for somebody. Saying with real authentic, not the actor, but a real authentic moment. Eye contact. Slow it down. These words are magic. These words are charmed and beautiful. They're holy. And say, I love you. Go ahead, practice. I got a minute or two. If you don't have anybody around you, look in a mirror. Look in your cell phone selfie and say, hey, you, I love you. My wife and I do this almost every day. And I just know I want this to be my last breath with whoever's around me to say with intention and a shocking moment perhaps to whoever's around. I hope it's family. I hope it's my wife. I love you. Can you imagine the story we would write if those were the last words of our breath? Can you imagine how the story for others is being written if that were to happen? And again, I know this is a challenge. It's hard. But we've got this day today to lighten that load for somebody, and if nothing else, to lighten the load for yourself. I know. Love never fails. I know fear will fail. I know hate will fail. I know that negativity will fail. I know love will never fail. So if you ask yourself, what should I do? I heard bad news. What should I do? I got one idea for you. Here's what you ought to do. You ought to love. Give it a shot. Let it rise from your heart. Let it rise from your heart to your mouth, through your eyes, and make love your creed. Write your own creed or use mine. I don't care. What I do care about is that love will invite you to be your truest, authentic, and beautiful self. All right, I got to go. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the trust of giving me a half an hour of your life and time. Rise and shine, and happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m., and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.